thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Well, I'm a East Bay native and local girl made good. Let's bring in Sherry Huang, the founder of Wise June Kombucha. The website is wisebucha.com. I hold up to the twitch.tv cameras here. I've just been sipping on the hibiscus guava made with local honey. And Sherry, welcome to the show. And when I say local, we're talking San Leandro, right?
Correct. San Leandro.
So you have five kids and you are like, you know what? I'm doing something else. Or how did this all get going? I mean, I'm amazed that you're able to be a successful entrepreneur whilst having five kids. That's pretty impressive.
Thank you. Well, it all started as during COVID, and I study environmental science, and I wanted to keep bees. So, and then, you know, during that time, you know, taking care of the bees, I had a lot of beehive, and then I was producing a lot of honey, and then start selling a little bit here and there, you know, around the neighbor only. Then we have like a lot, and I was like, what should I do with this? So we made tea, let it sit with our honey, and then we had a little mini vacation, came back and the tea was fermented already. And I remember my mom was telling me that if you ferment anything that is white and is not moldy, is, you know, you successfully made some fermentations. So I drank it, and it was so good. I was like, I never had kombucha before, and you know, so, and then I talked to my friend about it, and she was a kombucha fanatic. She said, what do you mean you made kombucha, accidentally made kombucha? I said, I think I did, with honey. She goes, well, I never seen honey before. I always see kombucha at the store with sugar only, not honey. I said, oh, well, let me do an intensive search and see if it's possible. So went on Google and studied all about it, and I was like, oh, it is possible. It's called June Kombucha. That's what, every time when you go to the store, when you see June Kombucha, it's made with honey.
Well, that's something I wanted to point out, too, because I've tried some kombuchas in the past, and honestly, I wasn't a fan. This is completely different, because it's not black tea, it's green tea.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, it's honey, it's not sugar, it's much more crisp and clean, it's much more satisfying. This June kombucha, you call it the champagne of kombucha, right?
Yes, correct. It is the champagne of kombucha.
So,
yeah,
go ahead.
I always tell people, you know, it's the ingredients that makes the product. It's not the product that makes the ingredients. So if you put in good quality ingredients, the outcome will be a quality, you know, drink.
So also, when I think about just making something kind of nice, it's a whole different thing to become a business and get it distributed and manufactured, and the headaches and the logistics of that. How hard was that for you to get where you are now?
Oh, it was really hard. We started at farmer's market, like every other entrepreneur, and kind of the word got out, and as I become, you know, I needed more space from my commercial kitchen, I went to a brewer, and then partner with her with House Kombucha, and she said, you know what, if your business take on, why don't you take the whole space? So I said, you know what, let's do this. So we made a deal, and she also introduced me to a lot of other her entrepreneur and other inlets. So I guess it's called luck, and also keep on, the momentum was there, and I keep on going without stopping.
Now, how do you get to the point where you sort of do the taste test? Because, and you think, well, how many different flavors? We're not going to have 17 different flavors. So how do you get to the point where you're like, we're going to do that? Like I was mentioning, the hibiscus guava, which is very nice.
Okay, it's all because of the fan base and my customer base. When I do a taste test, it's what I like, but when I introduce it at the farmer's market, the customer will tell me what they like, and hibiscus guava seems to be always selling out. Even bringing two cakes to the farmer's market always sells out, so I knew that one was a seller. And then the elderberry lychee was my second I wanted to launch. So when I did, it was a hit and miss, you know, but it's all about the customers. They will tell me what is good, and then sometimes they'll give me, you know, how about you do lavender with passion fruit? I said, oh, yeah. Huh? So I would make that and then introduce it. And then they would tell me.
So I see you experimenting with hibiscus and chrysanthemums, and you're a self-proclaimed rule breaker. Does that mean that's because you're just trying stuff that people have never tried before, right?
Correct. A lot of people only know the flavors that's introduced to the Western, but since I'm Southeast Asian, I like to introduce, you know, flavors that you have not heard of but never tasted, like chrysanthemum, like jujube, goji berry, lychee. You know, mango is pretty much available to everyone to taste, but not a lot of people know how the fragrant is. So that's why I wanted to make the East meet the West, where, oh, I know how apple tastes like, but I don't know how chrysanthemum tastes like. So if I mash those two together, at least I have two people. The Asian people said, oh, I know how chrysanthemum tastes like.
So there are live June kombucha cultures, and I know that this is probiotic and it's good for gut health. Whenever you hear cultures, I think people are like, oh, no, it's mold. It's a different type of thing, isn't it?
It is a different type of thing. These are good mold. There's good and bad bacteria. These are good bacteria. So they are the symbiotic bacteria that is good for your gut health. They're probiotic. They help you digest food. I always tell the customer, where if you're not used to the acidic, just eat a little bit of something so it kind of coats it. And then when you drink it, it won't upset your stomach that much.
The other thing that I like about this is that I've got this bottle and it's 17 calories a serving, because I'm not trying to have a 200-calorie drink. So that's something that's very attractive as well.
Yes, yes. The calorie count is when we gave it to the nutritionists. Everything we put in is as natural as possible. We don't add any other stuff to it. So, you know, the count is right there.
So getting the family involved, everybody wearing the Wise hoodies, what's it like? Everybody's on board now?
They're excited, you know. They could help. I mean, some of them, when I have events, they would help out events. They help out at the... It's fun to have the kids around. I mean, they're all grown. They have their own thing once, you know, business is out or... I don't know. It's fun to have the kids around and help out.
Last question, and I don't know if you've even thought about this, but is the goal to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and then selling it off when PepsiCo comes in and they're like, we're taking over and here's, you know, $50 million? Or are you going to try and keep it, quote unquote, small batch, or have you even thought about that yet?
I have not thought about that yet, but if Pepsi, Coke, or anyone wants to, I probably would entertain them, but I would still want them to keep it as authentic as possible. I hear, you know, other drinks they took over and it just, you know, become, I don't know, too commercialized.
Yeah, too corporate.
Too corporate and cut corners. So... we'll see when we crush that bridge, I would say.
Last question. You're, you know, you got the B on the label, but it's also some very interesting artwork of all the different flowers. How did you come up with the label?
So the label, I drew the flower according to the flavor, like the leaf, the purple leaf, that is a passion fruit flower, and that is a ginger flower and mango flower. So all these flowers are flowers that from the fruit itself.
All right. Well, as I mentioned, you can go to wisebucha.com, BUCHA, and check out all the flavors from Wise June Kombucha. elderberry lychee. I'm sipping on. You can see on the twitch.tv cameras here the hibiscus guava made with local honey. And we've been speaking with Sherry Huang. Sherry, you're living the American dream. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for having me.